John McCain battles brain cancer.
This disease has never had a more worthy opponent.
President Trump denounces his attorney general.
He should have told me before he took the job, and I would have picked somebody else.
O.J. Simpson eyes freedom.
The betting is he's likely to get parole.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 80-year-old John McCain, war hero, senator, and 2008 presidential candidate, has brain cancer. Just last Friday, doctors removed a blood clot from above McCain's left eye. CBS's Nancy Korda says the diagnosis has shaken Washington.
GOP senators were in a nighttime meeting about health care when they received the news about McCain's health.
It was very emotional.
All of us are giving him our very best thoughts.
It kind of puts things in perspective.
South Carolina's Lindsey Graham is McCain's best friend in the Senate.
That's going to be a tough way forward, but he says, I've been through worse.
The diagnosis helps explain recent fatigue and forgetfulness.
In the case of Mr. Comey, case of President Trump.
Glioblastoma is the same type of brain cancer that felled another legend of the Senate, Ted Kennedy, in 2009, and Joe Biden's son, Beau, in 2015.
McCain's form of cancer is aggressive. The five-year survival rate for people over 55 is 4%. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
The problem with glioblastoma is that at the time that it's discovered, there's almost always microscopic cells that have spread elsewhere in the brain. It spreads along the nerve cells. So the next thing to do would be to do chemotherapy, radiation.
McCain and his family are considering those forms of treatment. President Trump, with regrets regarding his attorney general and what could be considered a threat directed at the independent counsel. We're live this morning at the White House with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Jeff Sessions was one of the first elected Republicans to endorse President Trump's candidacy. But in a wide-ranging interview yesterday with the New York Times, Mr. Trump unloaded on the attorney general over his March decision to recuse himself from the Justice Department's investigation into Russian election meddling.
I think it's very unfair to the president. How do you take a job and then recuse yourself? If he would have recused himself before the job, I would have said, thanks, Jeff, but I'm not going to take you.
The president also had a warning for special counsel Robert Mueller that he'd better not dig into the finances of the Trump Organization or his family. Sessions and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein appear this morning in Philadelphia. A news conference is expected. In other developments, presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner is expected to speak behind closed doors with the Senate Intelligence Panel on Monday, and the Judiciary Committee hopes to hear from Donald Trump Jr. and Paul Manafort at a public hearing next Wednesday. Steve?
The president urged senators to work through their August break if they have to finish work on health care. Right now, even though it doesn't have support to pass, a vote is planned on a bill that would repeal Obamacare without an immediate replacement. CBS's Bill Rakoff says the Congressional Budget Office is out with the impact of that.
The estimate from the nonpartisan agency says the number of uninsured Americans would go up by 17 million next year alone. That number increases to 32 million by 2026 after the elimination of the expansion of Medicaid and subsidies for insurance purchased through Obamacare marketplaces.
Well, now to Nevada, where the next chapter in the O.J. Simpson saga will play out later today. CBS's John Blackstone says he'll ask for his freedom.
Four members of the Nevada Parole Board will decide whether Simpson should be set free.
Count one, conspiracy to commit a crime. Guilty.
He spent more than 8 years behind bars for armed robbery and kidnapping in Las Vegas after trying to steal sports memorabilia he claimed was his. But even the prosecutor who convicted Simpson thinks the former football star will get parole.
I can't imagine him doing another robbery at age 70. I suspect that he'll be on parole for a period of time, and if he messes up, then he'll go back to prison.
Nevada's parole board plans to take the unusual step of issuing its ruling within minutes rather than days.
And if he gets parole, Simpson, who was acquitted in the murder of his ex-wife and her friend in 1994, could be freed in October. A wildfire is marching through the foothills outside California's Yosemite National Park.
It's moving so fast that every time we put something out in front of it, it's already past that area.
Jordan Mata of Cal Fire says 29 structures have been destroyed. Crews are trying to clear brush in the path of the fire. Thousands of people have been forced from their homes. In Arizona, officials have found human remains, and they're checking to see if it's the body of 27-year-old Hector Garnica. He was one of 10 people swept away in a flash flood last weekend. The other 9 members of his family died. Adam Shepard's the local sheriff.
We are working with the Department of Public Safety to do a DNA analysis on these remains to make sure that this is the individual that we're looking for.
In Baltimore, a police officer has been suspended, and there's an investigation underway after body cam video appeared to show evidence being planted in a drug case. Debbie Katz-Levy is a city public defender.
The officer appears to be placing a can on the ground with suspected narcotics in it. The first reaction is it's pretty egregious, but the second reaction is, thank goodness we have the body cameras.
Charges against the suspect have been dropped. Well, the first moon landing was 48 years ago today. Something that was along on that historic ride is up for sale now. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
The world watched as man walked on the moon, collecting samples to take back to Earth. Fast forward to 2015, when space fan Nancy Carlson spotted this on a government auction website.
I did see a bag that was described as a lunar bag, flown, and it included the word moon dust.
She bought it for $995 and sent it off to NASA for authentication.
That was where things started to go off the rails, to put it nicely.
The bag was authentic, all right, used by Neil Armstrong. NASA refused to return it, saying it shouldn't have been sold in the first place. One big court battle. Later, Carlson has the bag back, but has decided to sell.
I just say Neil Armstrong moon dust. You get it.
Cassandra Hatton of Sotheby's says it could fetch $4 million today.
You don't need to be American to understand why this is important, and that's also what's exciting about it, is I could talk to a five-year-old in China, and they would get excited about this.
And Carlson, she says she's just happy she rescued the bag and the moon dust from the dustbin of history. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Where does the money go? CBS's Dave Barrett considers things for young adults.
Staying in touch costs millennials money.
Millennials are spending more on cell phone bills.
About $161 a month, according to Bankrate.com's Robin Sachs-Frankel. At home,
millennials are spending less on television.
Cable, satellite, or streaming runs them only about $80 monthly, but
millennials are spending more on groceries and gas.
This was surprising.
Millennials report spending about $1,943 a year on trips and vacations.
Older Americans spend about
$2,665.
Putting more emphasis on travel. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
A lot of millennials are spending money in San Diego at the Comic-Con event, gobbling up collectibles of all kinds. The four-day pop culture convention will draw more than 130,000 people of all ages. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.